One fine fresh morning in early spring, Gaia woke up and she wanted to see how things were going with the world. She wanted to travel all over to see how it was with the grasslands and the forests and the deserts and the oceans. And so she traveled on the spring breeze all the way out to the cloud forests of Costa Rica in search of the golden toad that lived there. And when she arrived, instead of hordes of golden toads coming to meet her, there was just one limping along. And she said, "What is the matter?" And the toad said to her, "The rains haven't come. The rains haven't come, and it's too dry here for us to live. I don't know what's going wrong, but can you help us?" And Gaia said, "Well, I don't know what's wrong, but I will have to find out, and I will do my best." And with a little consternation in her heart, a little confusion, she went on, and she went on to another forest, a pine forest, down south in Mexico. And there, in a pine tree, she saw a bunch of monarch butterflies, and they were beautiful, but they were shivering. And she said, "What's wrong?" And the butterfly said, "It has been too wet here and too cold. This is our winter haven, but it is less of a haven than it has been in the past. It's too wet and our wings don't work. It's harder for us to fly." And she said, "Huh, I will do what I can to help you. I need to find out what's happening." And so she went on to another place in North America, high in a peak in the Rockies. And there she met a pika, a fuzzy little animal who was collecting flowers. And the pika said to her, she asked the pika how he was doing. And the pika said, "Okay, but it's getting too warm here. We can't really survive in the warm, and we need to do something about it. Do you know what's going on?" And she said, "I don't know. It's too warm where you are, and it's too wet where the monarch butterflies are, and it's too dry where the golden toad is. Maybe something is wrong with the winds and the waters. I must find out." And so she traveled on to a few more places. She met a boy in West Africa standing at the edge of a lake. And he said, "The lake has receded and there are fewer fishes and the water is too shallow for my boat. It is hard for me to help to feed my family." She saw a polar bear on a patch of ice in the Arctic. And the polar bear said, "We need the ice so that we can find food and shelter our pups, our cubs. Do you know what's going on with the ice?" She said, "All over. There's something wrong with the winds and the waters, and I must find out. I promise I will find out so that we can solve this problem." She traveled on, and as she was traveling, she came to a city, and she saw that there were very few trees there, and she saw the air filled with smoke, and she saw the cars moving, and she said, I think these things may be the source of the problem with the winds and the waters. I see it. I see the problem. But how do we solve it? What do we do?" And she was confused, and she sat, and she moved on. She moved on, and there in an open valley, she saw a wind turbine capturing the energy of the wind to make electricity. And she saw some children planting trees. And in that place, she saw some hope, because she saw a new direction in which we might move to save all of these things that are connected with one another, the mountains and the oceans and the grasslands and the deserts and the people and the animals who all call this place home. And one of the reasons I tell you this story today is that today is Earth Day. It's a wonderful day on which we celebrate this beautiful planet we call home. And we celebrate also all the things we can do to keep it healthy and to take care of all of the animals and plants and people who call it home. So when we make choices, good choices, even simple things, like turning off lights we don't need so that the coal-powered plant that makes our electricity has to burn less coal, or riding bikes or planting trees, all of these things changes us and changes our world. We have this power, and we all get to work together to use it in service to something good and beautiful and sacred.